I just talked to Palmer about this right now, and he said he thought that Al Veeam had put something out. He was going to get together with Palmer, Al Veeam right away, and I told him he ought to get Bennett and Ellsworth Bunker in this too, not only take care of tonight's situation, but also to make sure they had the mechanism set up on a continuing basis so that we didn't get ourselves in the position that we're in today in the future here.
He says, I should like to bring to your attention the following report regarding the events which began at 8:15 this morning. A, today at 8:10, the IAPF was attacked with troops. B, the IAPF did not return the fire for 20 to 25 minutes. But after this period, my troops returned fire in order to defend themselves after we had sustained wounded. Then it goes on and explains all the brigade commander observing the commanding troops reported the attacking troops were trying to maneuver and to capture position in the security zone. We denied them this objective. All this occurred until 11:30 and so forth. I bring the above report to your attention so that you can take the appropriate steps to protest this flagrant violation of the ceasefire and bring an immediate stop to this indiscriminate firing which always originates from the commanding zone against troops of the Inter-American Peace Force. Now that's what Al Veeam is saying,
right.
And they ought to be damn sure that his report, his statement to them, to Bunker,
gets out,
is made available to the New York Times and make this son of a bitch eating.
Right. I'll get back on again and make sure that that particular one gets out.
Well, if they don't, this old Gnosis down there will say, well, looks like Kamanya charged, the United States started it, and so forth.
Right, sir.
Okay.
Okay.